clean up your whole backyard. You clean the old business out.
Clean it up, mister. Clean it up, mister.
Yeah, that's old Elvis. Old Elvis saying, clean up that backyard.
That was my Elvis impersonation.
I got it. I got it.
Jackie doesn't mean Elvis.
Does Jackie do a good Elvis?
No, I don't. No, I don't. I do a little Shrek.
A little Shrek.
Where's my donkey?
I want to see you dance like Elvis. Can you do your dance impersonation for us?
Not very well.
We're looking for an Elvis impersonator for our national sales meeting.
We'll have to go down to the barbecue guy in Tucson, right?
Yeah, Barbecue King.
Barbecue King in Tucson. We'll have to grab him for sure. All right, we're here with the brains of Bellegarde answering questions. Eva called from the Historic District of Phoenix about how to convert from concrete to pavers. And we talked about the visualizer. And we really talked about Bellegarde as a total resource for homeowners.
Yeah, you think about it. I mean, outdoor living, what does that mean? That's inside out. And a lot of us have a lot of problems kind of putting the pieces together and thinking about how it's going to look when it all comes together. I personally am in the industry. I used to work in interiors, and I still have issues with it. So I love looking at pictures and all that kind of great stuff. So if you go to Bellegarde.com, we've got just a plethora of different tools that you can use no matter what type of need you need. So we've got a visualizer where you can do it yourself with pictures. We have a Bellegarde style file, which is very similar to like a Pinterest pin-up board, so you can go through and start up my favorite patio or my wish list
and save it to that. Okay.
And that actually you can email to a contractor, so they have a better idea of what you're looking for when they come out. We also offer Bellegarde Design Studio, and that's got a bunch of design templates that you can download for free. And then your contractor, your BAC, can bring your vision to life in a 3D rendering that acts almost just like a movie. There's still shots of your home 3D rendered, and then they also do this great video, and they've got birds flying through, chirping.
Of course.
I mean, it's just, who wouldn't want to live there?
It makes
there?
You want it so bad.
It does.
All right. So the total resources are there all at one very simple URL address.
Yeah, just Bellegarde.com. As soon as you go in, it actually just recently got updated, thanks to Erica, and she can talk you through that a little bit.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. If you go to Bellegarde.com, the navigation is along the top, so we have one section that we call the Knowledge Center. So all sorts of questions can be answered if you're looking, why should I choose pavers over poured concrete? Why should I choose them over different products? And then we also have a Design Your Space section. So when you go to the Design Your Space section, that's where you'll find the Project Visualizer and the Bellegarde Design Studio templates, which Jennifer actually used when she did her project.
Jennifer's a homeowner joining us from San Francisco, California, and had just recently been chosen by Bellegarde to have their property featured because y'all did do such an incredibly beautiful job. But this visualizer, this 3D plan thing, that helped you in pinning things down?
Absolutely. Well, and when you're doing such a small spaces or large spaces, I think the difficult part is, you kind of in your mind know what you want, but how do you communicate that to someone? So the tools that are there on the website are really helpful. And the 3D rendering was amazing because we had put in a fireplace, a fire pit, and also a pizza oven. So in designing our spaces, we knew we wanted each of those areas to be kind of separate and distinct. But the visualizer and the 3D rendering were really able to help us see what it would look like to utilize those spaces for each of them. So we could get pictures, kind of switch them around. And it's crazy because in the end, when you have that, it's really exactly how it turned out. So, instead of guessing on how it's going to be, you can actually see it.
And, Eva in particular wanted to know, who, Nathan, could she go to for the smaller jobs? Because Jennifer's project in California is a large, beautiful estate. And I mean, it's acres of Bellegarde pavers, what it looks like to me. And
we only did around the house. It looks like it. A lot of
it really, really is a very beautiful job. But Eva wants to know who can come and do a smaller job like that. And we were talking about making sure you're ICPI certified, Interlocking Concrete Paver Institute certified. Because you don't want to put the pavers in wrong. And then I think pavers are the perfect complement for smaller jobs because you don't have those mini batch trucks showing up at your yard with a heavy weight making ruts in your yard, You don't have the minimum charge of the car. You just go to one of the Belgard distributors. You pick up as many pavers as you need. And
absolutely. We've got contractors large and small that specialize in jobs from 200-square-foot jobs to 20,000-square-foot jobs. Every one of our contractors will be more than happy to meet with any Arizona homeowner and take them through the entire process.
We'll make sure Eva gets connected with the right one. Right now, let's take Philip calling from Chandler. He has an issue that he wanted to talk about. Nathan, I'm going to pitch this to you because, again, it has to do you or do you not seal the pavers? And once something gets on them, what do you do? Philip, what's your question, sir?
Hi, Rosie. Appreciate all that you do for Arizona homeowners.
Oh, thank you, man. We appreciate the opportunity. We're blessed to be here.
Well, I've got a major question and a minor question. The major question is I've got a porte-cochere which has got pavers all the way out to the street, and we have a side yard entrance, too, for the garages. So I have a lot of pavers. I'm also the HOA president, and we're mandating you cannot pour concrete anymore. You have to put pavers down.
I love you.
All right. Yes, thank you.
I know. I was looking for some kickback there.
All right. Philip, hang on 1 second. We're going to go to the bottom of the break news. This is the one break we can't stop or shuffle around. I want to come back, and we want to talk more about your spread of pavers and the question you had on it specifically with all the brains of Belgard right here with Rosie on the House.
And take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.